Sports today has become a lot like show business. A-list celebrities, high glamour, fancy clothes, and lots of gossip. For example, more people are interested in the new reality show starring the owner of the Dallas Mavericks or the upcoming trades his team might make than in their game of basketball. Commentator and sometimes sports paparazzi Frank DeFord says that the spirit of sporting competition may be lost in the grapevine.
I've begun to get the feeling that trades that teams might make are more important in sport than the games that are actually taking place. I finally decided what explains this. Trades are like showbiz gossip. Trades are like who's going out with whom, who's not getting along with whom, who's cheating on whom, who's canoodling with whom. Are Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz still together? Will Steve Francis agree to go to Orlando? It's the same silly thing. As we know, the whole world is now about gossip, so sports needs trade talk to keep up with everyone else. Trades are sexy. It's the same thing whether or not Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are still happy together, or whether or not Ron Artest and Indianapolis are still happy together. Games are too much like work. They're supposed to be fun, but there isn't a whole lot of mystery to them. Somebody wins and somebody loses, and that's that. What can you say about that on the internet or talk radio? But speculating on trades is dreamy. Where is Tracy McGrady going? Who will he go for? That's every bit as fascinating as wondering who Britney Spears is going to marry and divorce next week. It's interesting that you never hear any suggestions that offensive linemen in football should be traded. Only the glamorous backs and wide receivers. Offensive linemen are like character actors. They don't make the columns, no matter who they go out with. Of course, some trades do need extra players to even things up. Some of these are called future considerations. Some are called a player to be named later. Some are called throw-ins. Tell me, could there be anything worse in life than knowing you were a throw in on a trade? Trade talk about the future is so pervasive that it even overwhelms what is actually going on. During the NBA Finals, it was hard to care about the games when there were so many hot rumors about where Shaq might be traded to, or where Kobe might go to if he didn't go to prison, or if Rasheed Wallace was going to stay with the Pistons. We can't be satisfied to live in the present anymore in sports. Not even winning is enough anymore. Drafts, in a way, are even better than trades. Drafts are like Christmas. Everybody gets a present. No wonder everybody likes drafts so much. Drafts are the cosmetics of sports. It's like your team getting tummy tucks or breast enhancements or maybe just a little work around the eyes if you're drafting way down the line. In football and basketball, there are now experts who do nothing but analyze upcoming drafts all year long. They're exactly like the authorities who do nothing but devote their entire lives speculating on the status of the Demi Moore-Ashton Kutcher relationship. Then, after the teams pick players, the draft mavens grade the teams on the basis of how much attention the teams paid to their brilliant prognosis. That is very much like the experts who second-guess what the stars wear to the Oscars. How could Uma Thurman ever have picked that mauve gown without a back? How could the Ravens ever have picked an outside linebacker? What was Julia Roberts thinking when she chose the teal lame with chiffon sleeves? What were the Nuggets thinking when they took a point guard? I think we ought to trade Shaq for Catherine Zeta-Jones with Paris Hilton as a throw-in.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.